It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday on what's known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The court is weighing whether the Trump administration's plans to rescind DACA are legal. The program provides protections to undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children. KERA's Stella Chavez spoke to one of them.
Jessica Ramirez was 14 when she came to the U.S. from Mexico with her mom. The reason? To reunite with her dad, who'd been living and working in the country. She's 33 now and one of more than 660,000 people with DACA status. Implemented by the Obama administration, the program protects recipients from deportation and allows them to work. Ramirez traveled to D.C. for the proceedings.
A lot of us have now lived longer in the United States than we lived anywhere else. So this is our home, and we are going to remind them that this is where we live, this is where our children live, and we are here to stay.
Ramirez remembers being at work when Obama made the announcement about DACA in 2012.
Immediately just starting to cry because I knew what a life-changing decision that was. And I immediately after it came out, I waited for to get all the rules and I immediately applied.
Texas has the second largest number of DACA recipients behind California. Months after taking office, Trump announced he planned to end it. Legal challenges followed, and now the case is being heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.
And in more news, as the U.S. and China keep working toward a trade deal, small businesses are feeling the sting from the tariffs imposed on Chinese goods by President Trump. Houston Public Media's Florian Martin reports.
Look, is that colorful or what?
Born in Germany, Haida Thurlow founded her cookware company Chantal in Houston in 1971.
This is the sale room that we do once a year.
She shows me around her showroom. She designs pots and pans and baking dishes and has them made in countries like Germany and Thailand. But it's her electric tea kettles from China that are now causing an issue for her business.
The announcement was tweeted on August 1st.
Thurlow had just ordered 30,000 of them from her Chinese manufacturer. But then the Trump administration announced new tariffs on over $100 billion worth of Chinese goods to take effect in September. Her electric tea kettles are part of it. And Thurlow says thanks to the tariffs, her business lost $60,000 with that order. She says she won't be able to sell that product anymore in the future.
Our retailers, the large retailers, don't accept price increases. So we have no intention to sell our electric tea kettles at a loss. For what?
And unless a trade deal is reached, all of Thurlow's products will be subject to a 15% tariff starting December 15th. Thurlow's is not the only houseware business that's suffering from the trade war. Mark Atkison is a vice president at the International Housewares Association. He says of its about 1,300 members, the vast majority has been negatively affected by the China tariffs.
We have businesses that don't operate on the type of margins that could sustain or just endure a 10, 15, 20, and especially a 30% tariff rate. The margins just aren't there, so the products become unprofitable.
Atkison says none of the trade group's members have had to close their business, but it could happen if the tariffs stay for a long time. And the problem of higher costs for businesses extends past the houseware industry.
It's very common.
Steve Lewis is a senior fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy and an expert on China. He says with all these tariffs on Chinese goods, companies are having to look at other countries if they want to keep paying the same for their products. And small businesses are especially affected because they don't have the same resources as large companies.
For them, it's a lot easier to search and get the absolute lowest cost. But for a small company, it's very hard. At the end of the day, it's usually just one or two people, you know, who are searching. And they had a good relationship with China. But if that relationship is gone, they're going to have to keep searching. And they may not be able to find it right away.
As for Haida Thurlow, she says she can't find any electric tea kettles that are made in America. So she's questioning the administration's purpose of making American companies competitive with Chinese ones. Ed Hurst is an economist at the University of Houston. He says there are really only losers in this trade war.
That is what international trade is about. The international trade construction that has been advanced for decades by economists is one economy can produce goods and services more efficiently, less costly than another economy. So it makes sense for A to trade with B. There are gains to be made.
Hearst says in the end, tariffs affect consumers because retailers have no choice but passing the cost on to them.
The consumer, for example, hasn't had a 25% pay increase. The consumer is going to make choices and will opt for maybe one item or another, or maybe just opt not to buy anything at all in anticipation of the tariffs coming off at some point in the next year.
The Trump administration says it's in talks with China to achieve a trade deal that would eliminate the tariffs. But it's not clear it will happen. And until then, small business owners like Haida Thurlow say it's companies like hers and their customers who are getting stuck with the bill. I'm Florian Martin in Houston.